All right, let's go to the Sydney market, snag a bargain as we head into the weekend. Sue Dodds there for us, as she always is on a Friday morning. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Michael.
Now, before we get to the fruit and the veg, a lot of people have been saying to me, now, when's that flower market open? We want to go and get some flowers. Now, there has been an announcement, hasn't there, and it's only open to the public on a Saturday now.
That's right. The Sydney Flower Market will only be open to the public to come buy their flowers on a Saturday. So Monday to Friday is only for commercial buyers.
Okay, right. So if you want to get some beautiful flowers Saturday, get up early, go and get them. All right, let's look at fruit and veg. Apples, they're in abundance.
There's certainly a lot of varieties to choose from at the moment. There's the Royal Gala, the Pink Lady, the Granny Smith. Kansy and Jazz has now been joined by Ebony and Bravo. Fuji's a latecomer to the race, but it's eating very nicely. And this week, joined by another yellow apple called Yellow Without the W.
Oh, Yellow. Yeah. That's yellow. A Japanese one, isn't it?
That's right. It's a cross between a Japanese variety, Shenshu, and Golden Delicious. So it's got the most glorious yellow rind or skin to it. And the apple is just beautiful. It eats very much like a sweet, crunchy Golden Delicious, but it's great for cooking with as well because it's gotten a high sugar content, which means it'll hold its shape very nicely.
Now, because these are brand spanking new and exciting, are they very expensive, these yellow apples?
Like anything that's new to the marketplace, there's not large volumes of them, so that's a market works on supply and demand. So this week, they will probably be retailing for about $12 to $15 a kilo, which means probably a couple of dollars at least an apple, but well worth having a try of. And I'm sure once the growers get a larger harvest over the next coming years, then we will see those prices come down.
Yeah, massive variety, isn't there? I mean, some of the old types have sort of drifted off, but these new ones are coming through and becoming very popular. Tell me about quince. I cooked up a few quince, a couple of months ago now. Just beautiful. Just have a bit of vanilla ice cream or something like that, and the syrup, the whole lot. Love it.
It's lovely, just poached in maybe a beautiful red wine, yes, or just a lovely cinnamon syrup or citrus syrup. But they do come up a treat. Now, quince cannot be eaten raw. They need to be cooked. So a slow poach or a slow bake wrapped in foil, maybe a bit of butter and some other flavourings in that foil, and they'll probably take about an hour to cook. And as you said, they'll just be beautiful. And the texture's a little bit more grainy than an apple or a pear, but the flavour's amazing. So if you're putting them in your fruit bowl, you'll notice the wonderful musky aroma that they emit. So $3 to $4 a kilo for those lovely quince.
Very exotic sort of perfume, don't they have? Now, what about navel oranges? As we head into winter, we need a bit of vitamin C. This will be a good boost.
Yes, they will be. And this week they're going to range in price for about $2 through to $6 a kilo, depending on the size of the fruit and where it's actually being grown. We are now moving more to the southern states for our fruit around the Murray Valley, Riverland, that sort of place. But this week, if you're looking for a really good special, I'd say look for a 3-kilo net bag. Those oranges won't be as large, but they're great for juicing.
And I suppose the key with the orange is you've got to go for the one with the thin skin if you can, don't you? They're usually the sweet, juicy ones.
You have two varieties at this time of the year, Washington and Lang Navels, but, you know, both of them are pretty good eating. I think that at this time of the year, what I would be doing is juicing not too far ahead of time to when you want to drink it, because sometimes they can go a little more sour or bitter if they're left stored. So where the Valencia holds up, I think, a little bit better to longer storage.
Okay, now let's look at some capsicums, some red capsicums. They're coming in from Bundaberg, aren't they?
They are, and this week we're looking at about $4 to $7 a kilo, depending whether you're choosing your red capsicums through to them. Again, the yellow seems to always be a higher price.
Yeah, why is that?
Green capsicums turn into red capsicums. Yellow is a totally different variety of capsicums. So just by volume, there's not as many grown.
Okay. Some of them come from New Zealand too, those yellow ones, don't they?
They do. The ones that tend to look absolutely picture perfect, like they're just sort of plastic. They're so perfect. You know, they come from New Zealand. You pay a lot more. But, you know, sometimes I don't think that they necessarily eat any better than just a few grown capsicum. If you're going to chop it up and don't want perfection, no one will ever know.
And look, if you're baking the damn thing, what does it matter? All right, now let's look at the pumpkin. I mean, everyone seems to go for butternut these days, and it's sweet and it's got thin skin and the rest. But the good old Jap, that's not a bad pumpkin.
good pumpkin. It does make a nice soup. It's delicious roasted up at this time of the year, where you want some lovely roasted pumpkin to serve with, say, a roast vegetables and do meat. Or you can do beautiful pumpkin to serve on its own. Great, just crumble with some feta cheese, maybe some lovely toasted seeds over that. Or use the roasted pumpkin cold in a salad. It's a delicious, adds sort of a lovely, sweet, nutty flavour to a winter salad. So Jap pumpkins this week, about $1 to $2 a kilo if you're buying them whole, at about 50 cents to those prices once you start to buy a wedge.
Yeah, fine. And talking of pumpkin, it's very hard now, and I don't know why, to find Queensland Blue anywhere. Now, that was always a beautiful pumpkin.
It was. It was a classic pumpkin, but its downfall was it had a very hard rind and it was very hard to cut. And that's why we now have a variety called Jarrida, which has primarily replaced the
Queensland blue pumpkin,
and that's why we have the Jarrodale. But the Jarrodale and the butternut's all in season. But you're right, butternut does make a beautiful soup.
All right, now before you go, let's end with a bit of stink. What about the humble cabbage?
Can't go past cabbage. I think it's really highly underrated at this time of the year. A quick cook in a pan, you know, mashed potato, maybe some sausages. Cabbage is beautiful. You can do so many different things with cabbage. You can toss at this time of the year. You could use the leaves for rolling in some beautiful savoury mince. You could use the cabbage in a winter coleslaw. Or if you want to go for something a little bit milder in flavour, go for the wombok. It's very thin leaf and it's lovely shredded and into a soup, added to a stir fry or a lovely noodle dish. So most of your cabbages are going to come in somewhere between 3 to 5 for a traditional cabbage and about 3 to 4 for a lovely wombok.
Yeah, sort of a flavour from a bygone era, really, cabbage. We don't use it as much as we should, I don't think.
I think too many of our mothers probably overcooked it, but now
boiled
I think trendy.
Buggery, yes.
Exactly. So now just a quick cook. Don't let those leaves become too discoloured. You want that bright colour and a little bit of Christmas to the leaves.
Well said. Great to talk, Sue. Thank you for all of that. Plenty of options there to snag a bargain this weekend. I'll chat to you next week.
Thanks so much, Michael.
Bye-bye. Sue Dodd there at the Sydney Markets.